This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And at 9:06, you're listening to WSMI AM 1540. It's the Wednesday Talk Show. I'm your host, Tobin Ott, alongside everybody's favorite uncle, Uncle Ralph Niehaus. Uncle Ralph, your prediction was right. You didn't have enough magic in the sleeve last week.
No. Nope.
I don't think anyone would have had enough magic. The Cardinals ran into a buzzsaw back there.
Well, they didn't play well. After the first couple, the second game, they played well. The rest of the time, they didn't hit, and they just weren't in sync. That's all. So, better club won the series.
And
no doubt about it.
You couldn't ask for better weather than what we're having now. It's starting to feel like fall a little bit, so which kind of makes me wonder about winter.
Usually follows fall.
I know, but I'm wondering what type of winter we're going to have.
We
haven't been smacked pretty good in winter in a long time.
I figured that out a long time ago, Tobin. Whatever kind we have, and we'll put up with it.
That's true. That's true, but you're not getting up at 6 in the morning to come here to do news and handling all the...
No, but I think about you.
I know you do. That's appreciated, though.
Yeah, true. I always think about you about that time.
We have a couple of good guests here.
Yes, we do.
Our
couple,
first
three.
Three guests. It's kind of like Beauty and the Beast. We're in Beauty and the Beast mode today. Our first guest after the break will be Mindy Melton from the Central Illinois Community Blood Center. She's going to promote some upcoming blood drives and talk about the blood center. And then we have Harry Hutchinson and Mike Ryan got in the building.
Mm-hmm.
How is that possible?
Well, I tried to shut the door, but he got in before I could get the door shut.
And he's in a suit today, too. So that,
yeah,
he
I know.
Means, he means business.
He came to impress.
So that means someone's not getting a loan that later on today if he's busting out the suit. That means big. All right. They're talking about the new expansion of National mm-hmm. Bank, the Taj Mahal that's in downtown Hillsboro that's reshaping downtown. Our conversation begins right after this.
At Plummer Funeral Home, after many years of service, we remain committed to providing the most caring, professional funeral services in this area. It is our mission to provide each family with the very best in quality care during what is often the most difficult of circumstances. At Plummer Funeral Home, we have never taken for granted the confidence families place in us, and we promise to always go the extra mile to earn your trust. Plummer Funeral Home, the locally owned hometown funeral home, your neighbor and your friend.
And we're back on the Wednesday Talk Show, Tobin Ott, alongside everybody's favorite uncle, Uncle Ralph Niehaus. Our guests this week from the Central Illinois Community Blood Center, it's Mindy Melton. We also have Harry Hutchinson and Mike Ryan from National Bank of Hillsboro here as well. Lady Spurs, Mindy, how are you? It's been a while.
I'm good.
And we are here to talk about the Blood Center. I know you've got a blood drive today in Carlinville.
We do, today in Carlinville at the Elks Lodge from noon until 6. And then the monthly drive at the Hillsboro Moose Lodge is next Wednesday. Mm-hmm. So mark your calendars. It's from noon to 6 there as well.
And how are things going with the Blood Center?
Donations have been down a little bit. I know the week of Halloween, also with the Cardinals in the playoffs, you know, the World Series, we had a lot of, you know, community drives that, you know, people were trick-or-treating and doing things that week. So donations have been down over the last 2 weeks. We're also getting into cold and flu season. So that always kind of has an impact. You have to feel well and healthy to give blood. But if you've gotten a flu shot, you can give blood that very day. So it's not a deferral.
And of course, as we mentioned, with school being back in session, this is a time period where you make up some lost blood, because I know a lot of the local school districts have blood drives at their own facilities, and that helps out quite a bit.
It is. We've seen a lot of schools that are usually in like September, October, November drives, and we've even pushed some of those schools to go in December, which has been a huge help for us to kind of combat those, you know, months where it kind of lulls a little bit. But the schools really do help us.
Are you still having the competition among the schools like they did there for a while?
We do. We have the Springfield Clinic actually offers four $1,000 scholarships that used to be three. This year they started offering four, so we've broken the categories down a little bit further, so there's actually less schools in each categories, so there's more of a chance to win. So anytime you donate at any community blood drive, make sure you tell the registration person that you want to sign up and give your school a credit.
Okay.
And I have to ask the question, how my good friend Rose is doing. Is she
I just talked to Rose yesterday, and I know she just wrote the article for the blood drive. She's still helping us out a little bit. We really appreciate all of her help, and we've been working really well with Lucille Kalk, who's been helping. And we've actually, the drives are incorporated. The volunteer staff is coming from the churches in town. So this next church that's going to be sponsor is actually the Catholic Church there in town.
Okay. And it sounds like things are going well. Again, you got a blood drive today in Carlinville. And then next Wednesday, if you missed that one, at the a lodge in Hillsboro. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
with this lodge,
the Moose Lodge. We actually still have regular drives in Litchfield as well at the hospital. We are the sole supplier of St. Francis Hospital as well as Hillsboro Hospital. So those drives are held at the hospital in the auditorium on the fourth Tuesday. So it'll be the Tuesday before Thanksgiving on the 26th. Mm-hmm. And we will be there from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. in the auditorium if anyone can help us out then.
And of course, we always remind our listeners that if they're facing any kind of surgery and would like to use their own blood, that is very possible.
Yes, they need to call the blood center, and that number is 866-GIVE-BLD. Their doctor can send an order over, and we can get that scheduled to where if they need blood during their surgery, we can have their blood already drawn and ready.
Mindy, it's always a pleasure, my friend. Thank you so much for the update, and we look forward to our chats in the future.
All right, thank you very much.
Mike, grab that mic over there. We've got Harry Hutchinson and Mike Ryan here as well, and gentlemen, you guys are revamping downtown Hillsboro as we speak.
As we speak. Construction's, I think, right on schedule. Moving right along. It's amazing how quickly the building's coming up. Usually that's the first remark that you get when you start a conversation. Is people say, boy, that building's coming up fast.
It is.
And it is. It's coming along quickly. The weather's been very cooperative since construction began. We've only had a few rain days, really. This being one of them, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Mother Nature has been very kind to you.
Yes,
When did they start? April?
I believe that's right.
It was about around there?
It was in the spring.
And It's amazing, you know, when you drive by there on a daily basis or whatever, the progress you're making. Don't know much about bank construction or any construction like that, but it seems to me like these guys have really put it together.
And, you know, the one thing that amazed me, and we were talking about this a little bit before we went on the air today, that you mentioned this cooperation. There has been a lot of cooperation with the construction and the bank and everyone since it started. We were joking a little bit about Old Settlers, about how, you know, the construction was going on during Old Settlers, but you know what? You moved the lemonade stand up a few feet. The Plocker construction moved the guardrails so that way people can get the trucks in to move their. I mean, you had a lot of cooperation here with this thing. Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Yeah. Well, and we try, Tobin, to accommodate everybody. There's more to come, though. We are planning on starting on the parking lot behind the bank very soon. And so that'll cause just a little bit more pain, we'll get through that, and we're going to resurface the whole parking lot back there and restripe it. I don't know if we'll get it all done this fall, but we're mm-hmm. going to start on it.
With the new bank, once it's open, because I know you've got the old banking, the current facility that you're in right now, they're going to be moved over to the new facility, but I also know you have a sub-facility on 16 as you enter that serves as your ATM and drive up and that. Mm-hmm. Is that still going to be acclimated, or is everything going to be moved basically into the new facility?
Well, we looked at trying to put in a drive up with the main bank, but logistically it just wouldn't work, and so we opted to stay with the fine location that we have there on Route 16, and it's a very easy access there, and even though it would have been nice to have everything together for better economies of scale, we opted to keep that facility there.
And it's very important for customer service purposes too to keep a good drive-up facility, something that's handy, convenient. The one that we have now, that Tobin just referred to, was built like in 1970, and of course we've updated a lot of things over time, but it's very popular, and on a transaction count, we actually usually run about 50% of our teller transactions take place at that drive-in facility over
there.
That's
incredible.
Yeah, it is. So it's very popular.
And you guys just recently upgraded that drive-up facility a little bit, upgrade the machinery in them.
Yes, we did. We had some old equipment over there. It was the old under-the-ground tube kind of system that just getting so old it was hard to get parts to repair it. So we put in a new overhead tube system now. It's if nothing else, it's fun for the customer to watch the carrier come through the clear glass tube and come down to them. So
one of the nice things about your drive-in there, guys, is the availability of parking. You have quite an area there where, for people to park and walk in and do their business if they don't want to go through the drive-in. And it looks to me like that's a pretty nice facility and worth hanging on to.
Yeah, it is, and that extra parking space has really come in handy now because the construction project that we're talking about, the backside of the west side, the construction companies had to move out into the parking lot some for equipment storage and everything. So parking's become pretty critical. But all that extra space that we have had for a long time at the drive-up now is being utilized.
Are you amazed by the task of building this new facility? I mean, have you guys learned a little bit from building this? I mean, because it's not every day you guys build a, someone walks into town and says, you know, I'm going to build a two-story mega banking center and that. I mean, this has got to be a learning experience for you guys.
Well, Tobin, Mike, and I are no stranger to building bank buildings. It's just this one happens to be the largest project that we've undertaken. I can't give enough credit to Plocker Construction and our supervisor there that's running the construction project, because and all the union help that we have there. Everybody has been made it so easy. There are a lot of decisions to be made, some on a daily basis. We have a meeting at 11 today to talk about a lot of things, but the Plocker crew has been very good, and everybody that we've had that's helped work on the building. And so even a project of this magnitude has been relatively, it's not been burdensome.
No, it really hasn't.
And you mentioned Plocker Construction. Covering the city council meetings like I do, I know they were instrumental. They built the new water plant in Hillsboro. They're a company that is really making that step forward of getting their name out, and I think the proof is in the pudding. They put out solid work here, especially with the construction that they've done here in the county.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree, and I, along with Plocker, I think we do need to take just a second and mention Herford Architects. They're the designers of this building. And a little quick interesting story is that Dan Herford from the architect firm designed a relatively new branch facility for us in Highland that was opened a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. And so we were familiar with his work. Well, he wound up being the successful bidder on the architectural planning. And Harry invited him to come up to Hillsboro and just take a look at downtown. We told him, well, we kind of like to stay historic and blend in. Mm-hmm. And he came up one day and went back, and a couple weeks later laid out this drawing for us of basically what you see as being built. We made a few modifications to the shape, but he just did a wonderful job of creating something that just blends right in with the rest of the buildings downtown. And it's important everybody understand that was a goal of ours right from the beginning. And it's important to the city and to the bank to be able to do that.
Yeah, I think the community, gentlemen, has realized now as the building has progressed and has got up, they can see what it's going to be, and they can make the judgment that, hey, this is going to be a nice facility. It's going to add, not subtract, to Main Street of Hillsboro. And that's very important for you gentlemen as being in the banking business, to have people happy with what you do and what you have. And it looks like you're very well on your way to achieving that.
In the next few weeks, Ralph, you're going to see some significant changes to the downtown, because the plan is by year end is to have pretty much all the outside done. And so what you're going to see, particularly on the Main Street side in the next few weeks, is we're going to pour new sidewalks, we're going to have stamped borders, we're going to put in antique street lights, in front of the bank. And it's my understanding, I'm not giving any away secrets here, but the city is at the same time going to continue that all the way down to the plaza. So we'll have a whole block of totally renovated sidewalks, antique streetlights to match the plaza, which will really be exciting for Hillsboro, downtown Hillsboro.
And if you talking about the city and what they've done on down past the Moose, they've put in new sidewalks, and I think it's unique the way they made the little half moons out in front of them and put decorative stuff in there. It really sets it off. Looks nice.
Well, we hope we played at least a little part in inspiring that down there. So.
Yeah,
well, I think you guys have. And the last time you guys were on the show, I brought up the fact when you that was after a little bit after you made the announcement of the new banking center. But it seemed like once the announcement was made, you had certain stores in the downtown area that immediately went outside and redid the front. The Moose, we repainted and redid the awning and made that look a little bit nicer. I know there were several different places that redid their landscape to make this look better. So you guys, in a way, started a movement.
And that's what we hope to do. That was part of the reason for staying downtown. As we mentioned when we met several months ago on your program here, the original conversations about where could our bank relocate went on for actually several years before we finally decided to make the commitment to downtown Hillsboro. And so as a part of that commitment, we're very hopeful that will inspire some other improvements.
Now,
I want to say kudos to your construction people. As you gentlemen well know, we are blessed in Hillsboro, or cursed, whatever you want to call it, with a narrow Main Street. And I noticed these guys, the construction people, when they park their long bed trucks, they drive up on the sidewalk a little bit to cheat, but that gets the rear end of their truck out of the middle of the street. Yeah, kudos to those guys.
That's been a challenge, no doubt.
While we have you here, let's have a timeline. Harry, you mentioned that the outside work should be completed soon, and then once that's done, you start moving inside and that. What's the timeline here are we looking at?
We're looking at completed construction probably by April 1st, bar any unforeseen circumstances.
A bank opens on April Fool's Day?
No, that's the construction okay. would be completed by April 1st. Then the really hard part starts, and that's the transition from our old building into the new building.
And one thing I can say, being in your facility every 2 weeks, Your tellers and that your workers are very excited about moving into the new facility. So in a way, you're getting the new facility, but you're also, I guess, morale with the employees at the bank is improving as well, because I think everyone's excited about going over there and being a part of something new.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. All our employees are very excited, elated about moving into a new facility.
Once the new facility is open, then you have the old facility that we're doing. One of these days, I am going to climb up that curly cube stair thing, see where that goes.
Never make it.
You'd be welcome.
What's going to happen with that facility?
Well, that's a very good question, and certainly we would actually like to sell the old building, but there are several other possibilities and alternatives that we've been discussing, but. Time will tell, certainly we would think that the downtown Hillsboro in the future would need more office space and mm-hmm. possibly that would be a good outlet for more office space. And there's three buildings there, so they could be broken up.
Absolutely.
And partitioned off.
So there's plans in place for the old facility once the new facility is complete and you guys are moved in.
They're not.
Finalized
totally
yet.
Concrete.
Right.
By the way, gentlemen, Tobin mentioned employees a while ago, and while I got a moment here, I would like to say kudos to your employees there. I've been on the Montgomery County Cancer Board since its existence, and we're having our 10th year next year, but kudos to those girls, all the work they've done for cancer. they really work at it.
Well, thank you, Ralph. It just so happens that's very timely because tomorrow we're having our annual chicken and noodle dinner and chili.
Yeah.
And I don't know how many orders we get, but it's in the hundreds. And that's a big fundraiser of ours also. And practically everybody in the bank is involved in helping with that event.
And so, I get to be one of the delivery guys. So I know there's a lot. They run me all over town delivering that.
You're working on a Wednesday? What?
Well, sure, you bet.
They trust you to find some person's house to deliver, Mike?
Well, I have to test the food every once in a while just to be sure of the quality. Well,
see, now we're getting to the null and the crux of it. So
that's right.
Okay.
That's what it's all about.
But well, bottom line is they do a great job, and every year when we have our annual meeting and stuff and pass out the
awards.
Accolades, yep. they're always right up there.
Yes.
Yeah. They were leading the thing for
several years they were number
before
one.
Before a certain Stamp Out Cancer group came in and then just changed the game.
That's quite all right. It's all for a good cause.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Whether it's $1 or $5, it's for a good cause.
Yep. Absolutely. And it's hard to believe driving down downtown, seeing the construction going on. Mike, you told me this was going to be a quick process. You weren't kidding. Because this thing... And weather had a lot to play with it, but this thing went up like gangbusters fairly quickly. And you're right, the downtown area is going to benefit in the long run from the new building. Because it makes it more aesthetically pleasing when you drive down Main Street in Hillsborough now, just to look at what's going on.
Yeah, and it's exciting to see what's there right now. But as Harry said, we have a lot of external finish features to go yet that are really going to set the building off even more than what you see now. So there's a few surprises in the design coming yet.
And of course, it brings up to the point, too, and we've talked about this, how much like the banking industry has changed. In a bank like yours or whoever, you guys need to be, like, I'm not saying one step ahead of everyone else, but you got to almost have to be one step ahead to be ahead of the game. It's not deposits and withdrawals anymore. I mean, you've got the mobile app, which, by the way, your mobile app is tremendous.
Thank you.
I mean, you've got a lot of things now going that have changed the industry.
Well, a lot of people might say, why are you building such a big building in Hillsborough? Well, we'll take just a second to point out that this is the main office for National Bank, and it's one of just 11 locations. And we have, a lot of people don't understand or realize, but we have 50-plus bank employees working right here in Hillsborough.
That's incredible.
A lot of office and operational space because we are the hub to support all those other locations.
50 employees, that's incredible.
Yeah, 50-plus, yeah.
Mike, Harry, it's always a pleasure. Thank you guys so much for coming in, and congratulations on the new facility. Seems like next week you guys will be in there ready to rock and roll as fast time flies.
We're excited. Keep an eye on us.
And then tomorrow you've got the chicken and noodle dinner for the breast cancer or the Banking on the Cure team. So that's going on tomorrow. So a lot's going on.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Thank you guys again for your time. Mindy, thank you again for coming in as well. Blood drive again today at the Elks Lodge, next week at the Moose Lodge. And keep your eyes out in the paper because there's always flyers and that going on various blood drives. So thank you on that. Uncle Ralph, next week, you better be on your best behavior.
He's back.
No. Rick Robbins will be our guest. So if you misbehave, he does have a taser.
I got an out, though. Rick can't arrest me because Vazie don't want me in his jail. He said I'd contaminate his prisoners. So.
And we'll leave it on that note. Yeah. Until then, so long.
Good rep.